Sunrise Morning Show continues. I'm Matt Swaim. Always great to catch up with Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. And we've been talking a lot about prayer. And today we're sort of shifting gears into vocations and a series of talks on that. Father Donio, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So tell us a little bit about how we're approaching this series of segments we're going to be doing on vocations.
Well, sometimes, of course, everyone in the Catholic community always gets concerned about religious vocations because there doesn't seem to be enough of priests or religious and so forth. And oftentimes people will say, well, what can we do about that? And so prayer is an important piece, and many people will talk about that. But there are other ways. There are other practical ways. Before, one would just simply go up to somebody and say, you should be a priest, you should be a religious, or that type of thing. There are a variety of ways in which we can assist young men and women in discerning a religious vocation. Of course, prayer is the first one, which we'll talk about today. Another is accompanying discerners through that prayer, but also support, learning about different religious vocations, forming those discerning and knowing what ways they can serve Christ and his church, and then assisting with opportunities to experience diocesan seminary or religious life. So these are the five areas: pray, accompany, learn, form, and assist, that we're going to talk about over these next few weeks.
And there are so many things to say about each one of those aspects of fostering a culture that promotes and helps vocations to flourish. But when it comes to this question of prayer, looking back at your own vocation, did you realize at the time how big of a role the prayer of others played in your discerning of a vocation to the priesthood?
I don't think I fully understood, no. I think that came over time, that I came to know the people who were praying for me all throughout. Not too long ago, a few years ago now, there was a daughter of St. Paul that I encountered, and she knew my father. And I didn't know that she and the sisters had been praying for me all the way through my time in formation. By that time I had been ordained probably about 24 years. And she was so excited to see me, but because from the time years ago, they were praying for me. And so that kind of support, I think, is something that we can't take for granted, that our prayer is efficacious, that it's important for us to be praying, not just generically for vocations, but for people we might know who are in religious life or in priesthood. You know how many times there's that vocation poster that's somewhere in the church, and to pray specifically for those who are in formation. Also, if we know of religious, the same thing, or we know religious communities that are nearby, and maybe they don't have vocations or don't have many vocations. Well, can we be praying for them and for that community specifically? Because what would happen if they're no longer there?
Well, it's only fair, Father Frank Donio, to pray especially for the contemplative orders and vocations for them, because that's all they do for us, right?
Yes.
And they've committed their entire lives to praying for you and me, to praying for the church. This is what they do. And so it's only turnabout is fair play that we should be praying especially for these religious orders who spend their whole lives praying for us. But also, I think when it comes to discernment of a vocation, it can be tempting to just try and think, okay, what does this mean for me? What does this vocation mean for me? And forget that your vocation is for the whole mystical body of Christ when you enter into these into priesthood or religious life. And so the whole mystical body of Christ ought to be on your side as you try and figure this out.
Yes, because the saints are praying, and we are called to pray. And in this way, we're called to be united with heaven and earth for the needs of of the church, which really are also serving us. You know, there are the monastic communities, there are the mendicant communities, there are the apostolic and missionary communities. Consider though also that even among all of those, including monastics, there are people who are priests and religious who are serving in parishes and are assisting people in parishes. There are a number of dioceses in the United States that without the religious, they would be rather crippled in terms of their pastoral work in parishes, in schools, among the poor. It's not to be boastful. It's simply to say that sometimes I think when we think about religious life, we think we kind of go right in the direction of maybe a particular type of or form of religious life. But people's day-to-day lives in their own parish communities could well be affected if there are not also ongoing religious vocations to religious life, as well as to diocesan priesthood. And I've worked with discerners for years, but one of the key things I say to them, you have to pray, and others need to be praying for you.
Yeah, and it's not that much of an extra effort for us. Many of us already pray the rosary. Many of us already go to Eucharistic adoration. Many of us already stay a couple of minutes after Mass to add prayers to the experience we've just had of receiving the Eucharist. There are all kinds of ways to very simply work this in and prioritize prayer for vocations and prayer for those who are discerning, even if they discern out that God would guide them to the perfect plan that he has for them. In the meantime, Father Frank Donio, if our listeners want to connect with you and find some of the great resources you have with the Catholic Apostolate Center, how do they do so?
Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org.
All right, and we are praying for you, Father Frank, even though you already signed on the dotted line.
Thank you, and prayers for all of you. God bless.
All right, and pray for all of our priests and bishops and those who are discerning priesthood, religious life, the whole thing.